We at last reached the fueling station. Yule deployed his traveling kitchen and began to make supper. He made no formal announcement that he was coming with us, but this was obvious from the way he talked, and so after a while, Gunnell went into the station and struck a deal with the management for Cord to leave her fetch parked there for a couple of weeks. Cord began to move things from her fetch into Yule's. As he cooked, Yule observed this procedure closely and soon began to complain, in a joking way, about the enormous volume of unnecessary clutter that Cord was, according to him, stuffing into his home on wheels. Cord soon began to volley the abuse back at him. Within about 60 seconds, they were saying amazingly rude things to each other. I couldn't take part in their banter any more than I could get between two persons who were kissing or fighting, so I drifted over to Saman.
"I found that Rocketspiele," he told me. "You were right about its being big. That's one of the largest rockets going nowadays."
"Anything else?"
"The payload," he said. "Its shape and size match those of a vehicle that is generally used to carry humans into space."
"How many humans?"
"Up to 8.
"Well, is there any information about who is on board or why they're going up there?" Saman shook his head.
"Not unless you count the absence of information as information."
"What do you mean by that?"
"According to the powers that be, the vehicle is unmanned. It's a test of a new system under SINDEV control."
I gave him a look. He grinned and held up his hands.
"I know, I know. I've made inquiries on a few reticules known to me. In a few days, maybe, we'll have something."
"In a few days, we'll be at the North Pole."
"In a few days," he said, "that might be a wise place to be."